When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your milder mare.
Troll.
Make the whole world shout.
Hey.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. I went back to my parents' house recently. It was strange looking into my neighbour's garden where I used to steal apples as a toddler. They didn't mind me stealing apples. It was dressing up as a toddler they thought was weird. And recently, I've finished a study, which has taken me 3 years to complete, so I probably won't be asked to do any decorating again. Also, isn't it amazing how many people seem to die as a direct result of being surrounded by their families? My quest is to solve these problems and to help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Oh, Anton, it's so good of you to help me with all this planning application stuff.
It's a pleasure, Pauline. All done by the book. I can't imagine anyone objecting.
Hello? Yes, good evening. Welcome to the council planning meeting.
Who's that bloke?
He's the building officer.
Can we begin, please?
He's not going to build much with that teeny tiny hammer, is he?
Milton, that's just to bring everyone to attention.
Oi, mate, you need one of those cordless hammer drills. There you go.
My desk!
And now you can rebuild your desk to your own specifications.
What are you on about?
Stop, Milton. He's in charge of Pauline's planning application. We've got to nail this.
Good idea. That's your desk fixed, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry about my friend. He just gets a little excited. Right. I'm sure whatever you have to say about our application will be riveting.
There you go.
Although I did realise as soon as I said that.
Milton, you'll get us into trouble. I really don't want this to be turned down.
Right, like the time I built a new garage and then had to knock it down. So unfair.
Well, that was because the neighbours hadn't expected petrol pumps and a shop.
I bought them flowers.
Listen, they're about to decide on Pauline's application. It should be a breeze. It's just a tiny extension for a downstairs loo.
Right, so the first application on the agenda, considering the addition of one outdoor toilet.
Outdoor? I'm so sorry. I think outdoor's a typo.
You said you wanted traditional Victorian.
It's fittings, not location.
Yeah, I think this is also a typo. Surely it should say the toilet is to be made from breeze blocks, not glass blocks.
Milton.
Makes sense. Then you can see if it's occupied.
Even so.
And it would be a talking point locally. After all, this is a conversation area.
No, it's a conservation area. Anyway, there has been an objection registered from a member of the public, and it seems he would like to say a few words.
Oh, I bet I know who that is. Old Grumpy from down the road.
Oh, no.
So Grumpy objects, but no complaints from Snow White or any of the others.
No. Milton, he's not actually...
Maybe you should have stuck the planning notice higher up the lamppost.
No. Shh. Listen.
Yes, hello. Peregrine Flitch here, number 19. My objections are overdevelopment, impinging on my light, being architecturally out of character, and blocking sight lines. Reasons you will all recognise, as you have each and every one of you made them at some point in reference to anything I've ever tried to do.
Not me, Paraffin.
Peregrine.
No need to explode, then.
Well, true, Jones. You came up with an entirely new objection, didn't you? I mentioned I wanted to extend my terraced house.
He honestly thought you'd said terrorist house.
It was a 2-day siege by armed police.
I bet you wished you'd a downstairs loo then.
Anyhow, I'd just like to say my objections are entirely legitimate.
Oh, now we're screwed.
Not yet.
No, Milton, I don't think that's what she meant.
No, Anton, I have a plan. We must all rise up and... Ah, can you help me? I seem to have screwed my trousers to the chair. My grandiose building schemes had let Pauline down, and now I was in the doghouse. Or rather, the temple of the Egyptian canine god Anubis that I'd recently constructed. But she was inconsolable.
Oh, why won't they let me have my little loo? I'm sick of having to go upstairs every time I need to powder my nose.
Don't worry, Pauline. I reckon we could win an appeal if we got Kevin from Grand Designs involved.
Oh, that's a great idea, Milton. We should contact Mr. McLeod without delay.
Ooh, fancy.
No, I meant Kevin I met at the pub the other day. Runs a company called Grand Designs, which means he'll do any job for £1,000.
Where do you want this glass bog, then? I'll do it for £1,000. I definitely won't dress up in your underwear and walk around your house when you're out.
No, not today, thank you.
Right, you are, Chief. Next Monday it is, then. Be lucky!
Be lucky? A fat chance. I wanted to put up a conservatory next, and that horrible Peregrine bloke's never going to let me do that.
Look, Anton, the door's been sick again.
No. Milton, that's the post, remember? We have been through it. Look, here's one for you, Pauline.
All I wanted was somewhere I could sit in the sun, and now it looks like that's never, ever going to happen. And, oh, look, I've won a holiday. Congratulations. You've been specially selected for a month's luxury round-the-world cruise. You will visit Cape Town, Singapore, Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah.
And it set sail from Southampton.
Southampton? Wow, Southampton. All the glamour of Northampton, but ever so slightly warmer. Count us in.
Well, we better get packing.
Yes, but first I've got to register my own planning objection. Judging by the little notice sellotaped on the lamppost outside number 48... they want to build a giant tabby cat that answers to the name of Tiddles. Nautical adventure was in my blood. One of my cousins tried to get into the Guinness Book of Records for the longest ever reciting of the alphabet, but apparently died at sea. But dealing with sailors was in my family. They also say that one of my ancestors ran a PR company in the 1730s.
Captain!
Aye, bosun.
Look on the horizon. 'Tis a Spanish ship returning from the New World. Step to the gunwale with go!
All those in favour of attack, say aye.
Aye!
Might be a bit of a problem with that.
What do you mean, might be a bit of a problem with that? And who hell be you anyway?
Percy Jones, public relations.
What did you say?
Or should I say I'm in PR?
That's all right, then. So here's the plan. We draws alongside, muskets at the ready.
Muskets. It's a bit 1720s. Not very original, is it?
Original?
Well, you really need a hook.
I've got a hook.
No, I mean a hook as in something that sets you apart from all the other murdering scum. How about swapping your hooks for hoops?
Hoops?
So you board a ship, but first you dip them in soapy water and then blow bubbles.
Oh, no, 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 no.
To change something. I mean, look at your flag.
The skull and crossbones.
Well, I mean, literally, sad face. And as for that guy...
I ain't getting rid of Mr. Polly.
Bit of a cliché, though, isn't it? I've brought along my new version. Listen.
Pieces of seven. Pieces of seven.
Quirky.
No, no, don't like it.
And what about social media? I mean, why not spend a few doubloons on a town crier? Let the world know your amazing equal opportunities record. I've never seen a workplace with so many amputees.
Any more of this, Jones, and you'll walk the plank.
Is it made of sustainable hardwood?
Nah, we're not listening to ye anymore.
You guys, you're stuck in the past. You've got to listen to the new generation.
Bosun, fire the cannon.
OK, Boomer. I'd always been fascinated by any kind of transport. And as we made our way to the ship, I wondered if Crossrail is just when trains dress up as boats. We were soon at the quayside, staring up at the luxury cruise liner Princess of the Waves.
Oh, this is so exciting. Has everyone had their vaccinations?
Wouldn't visit Southampton without them.
And the brochure says the ship has a swimming pool, sauna, and for the little ones, a fully equipped play area.
Right, well, let's get up this gangway, shall we? Milton, I really don't think you should have brought your own foghorn.
It'll be handy to stop people bumping into me in the sauna.
Bienvenidos, welcome aboard. Bienvenidos, welcome aboard.
Ah, here we go.
Bienvenidos, welcome aboard.
This must be the captain.
Si.
Si, captain, sorry.
Si, Capitán Javier Magellan.
Oh, don't you look lovely in that white uniform? White cap, white jacket, white trousers.
Sea captain or...
Oh, what are you doing? Get off.
Snowman. Sorry, my mistake. That's not a carrot.
You're not related to the Magellan, are you? The famous explorer?
Sea explorer, Anton.
Well, as it happens, I...
Just double-checking your nose. So sorry, it looks a bit sore. Seesaw, good idea. The brochure said there was a playground.
Actually, I am proud to say the Magellan you speak of was one of my ancestors.
Ooh.
How marvellous. Milton, you know, he was the first person to go all the way around the world.
Well, all students on a gap year think they're the first person to do that.
Now, alas, I have many passengers to meet, but none so delightful as you, Senora.
Oh, likewise, I'm sure.
Would you do me the honour of joining me at the Capitan's table tonight?
I'd be enchanted.
What's the grub like?
Milton, please. To be invited to dine with the captain is a privilege granted to the very few. You have to be quite a big noise on board.
You're welcome.
Yes, I'd be delighted, Captain.
Excellent. And I got to spend time with an enchanting siren.
Sorry, nearest I've got to a siren.
Until tonight.
Now, I think I'm going to wear that white thing with the yellow stripe down the middle I got from M&S.
You'll never fit into an egg sandwich.
Mind you, it still feels funny us being here. Me winning a competition I didn't even enter. It's as though someone wanted to get us out of the way for a while.
Still, you obviously charmed the captain. That was loud and clear. I only have myself to blame, really.
And so we all reported that night for a very formal dinner at the captain's table. Fortunately, I'd seen a documentary on how to behave on a posh ship, starring Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio. So I was definitely going to dress up as a woman or a child.
Ah, welcome, welcome. Pauline, you won the cruise, yet somehow I think it is I who is the lucky one.
Oh.
Never mind all that. What's for tea, then?
We have scallops in a béarnaise sauce, filet mignon with peppercorn jus, tiramisu, and a selection of the finest cheeses.
Oh, I was holding out for fish fingers. Surely you know Captain Birdseye?
I'm sorry, no.
I suppose every captain has their own specific menu. Captain Haddock serves haddock. Captain Birdseye...
I don't think that's how it works, Milton.
Captain Corelli was the worst. All bits of wood and string.
Milton, honestly, this is an sophisticated dining situation, and I do not want you showing me up in front of Xavier.
I'm sorry, Pauline. Of course.
The sea is like glass tonight.
Only better for reflecting your beauty.
Oh, Xavier.
Tiramisu?
Don't mind if I tiramadoo.
No. Perhaps the two of you might find it more convenient to have the rest of your meal and all subsequent meals with the other ordinary passengers at the buffet on the main deck.
Buffet? But that's French for queuing. Sadly, Anton's lack of refinement had seen us banished from the captain's table.
Milton, just look at all these hordes of people loading up their plates.
I know. See that bloke's shoes?
Yes.
He can't.
You know, it's the darndest thing, but I swear I saw Derek and Liz from number 9 on the deck earlier.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure I recognised someone in the bathroom just now.
Was it in the mirror?
Maybe.
Perhaps we should go over and... Oof! I'm most terribly sorry.
Oh, no problem at all. Hey, Angie.
Delighted to meet you. I'm Anton. This is Milton.
Oh, you Brits. You're so cute. And I love the way you have different words for different things.
Oh, well, what was it Churchill said? Two countries divided by a common language.
And we will fight them on the beaches.
I'm sure our differences shall be no barrier to mutual understanding.
Oh, no. So, this is my husband, Chip.
Hi there.
Hello, Crisp.
And this is my son, John.
Toilet.
So tell me, how are you enjoying the cruise so far?
Oh, it's fabulous. China, South America, India.
We've only been at sea an hour. I suspect those countries are some way off yet.
No, not the countries. They're the buffet.
Oh, you know, we just can't wait for Thursday.
Yes, Thursday, where we call in at the beguiling, misty-mountained island of Madeira.
No, Thursday, when they open the Tex-Mex buffet.
Yes, of course, the food is marvellous. course, but the places we're visiting will be the real highlight, surely. The one thing I made sure I packed was my camera.
And the one thing I made sure I packed was my elasticated dining pan.
Wow, what a place.
You mean the grotesque array of international menus as an enabler of unbridled gluttony?
No, you can dine in your pants. Anton was still convinced that he kept seeing people from our town all over the ship. At last, when he could take it no longer, he decided that we should break into one of the staff offices and find out more.
Yeah, here it is, the passenger list. And it's like I suspected. Look, every single person from our town is on this boat. The streets back home must be deserted.
Just like the time I put on that Scottish food festival.
Excuse me, can I help you? Allow me to introduce myself. I'm the ship's petty officer.
Ah, so it's your job to leave passive-aggressive post-it notes on all the milk in the fridge.
Yes. And it's actually reusable adhesive glue strip memo docket. Post-it is the name of the company.
Well, I must say it's very refreshing to hear such accuracy and precision. And what do we call you, Ms. Petty Officer?
Debbie, as in a shortening, or more properly, a familiar form of Deborah.
Anton, we were supposed to be looking at the passenger list.
Oh, I don't think you'll be needing that anymore.
Right.
But, Anton, perhaps we might discuss this and more petty matters over dinner sometime?
And we could perhaps finish the evening off with some petty four.
And who knows, you might even get a glimpse of my petticoat.
And then you could tell her about your criminal record for petty crime.
Well, that's killed the atmosphere.
Sorry, I'll try and get it back. As you know, I was no stranger to anyone who'd never met me before. Actually, that's not true. I was a stranger to everyone who'd never met me before. But what I'm saying is that I've done a lot of travelling, and once I even kept a diary. January the 1st, start off in Afghanistan, next Albania, then Algeria. With hindsight, it would have been a lot cheaper not to do it in alphabetical order. January the 17th, it turns out Belarus is not like Toys R Us for bells. February the 12th, tried one of those bungee swings on the border of Zimbabwe. The next place I went to was Botswana. Then Zimbabwe again. Botswana. Zimbabwe. March the 3rd, set off for Taipei. I bet I know what their favourite kind of hepatitis is. April the 5th, New York, where my grandfather set up a business making beds but mysteriously went bankrupt in the city that never... Oh, I see why. April the 22nd, Botswana. May the 12th, when I stop to ask directions in the capital of North Korea, I think someone shoots at me. But it turns out it was just someone saying Pyongyang. June the 1st. Awkward, isn't it? That place in New Zealand. No, sorry, Auckland. June the 20th. Saw the ancient King's Palace in Timbuktu made from cow dung. I'd like to have been a fly on a wall there. July the 3rd. Was asked to work on an icebreaker in the Arctic for 6 months. What I came up with was, why don't you turn to the person next to you and say, cold, isn't it? November the 12th. Finish back in Afghanistan. So glad I bought a round-the-world ticket. But thinking about it, there's probably no need to buy a return. Botswana. I left Debbie and Anton to wander around the boat. There was an amazing range of activities on board. Eating, snacking, feasting, scoffing, and aerobics, which turned out to be a combination of aeros and biscuits. After a couple of hours, I eventually found Pauline and the captain, right at the very front of the ship.
Do you trust me, Pauline?
Oh, I'm not sure. Okay, I trust you.
You're flying.
Oh, I'm flying.
Hello, Pauline.
Milton, go away. I'm busy.
Of course, Captain, make sure you're holding her tightly.
But of course, once one has found the right person, one must never let go.
You're a lucky man.
I know.
Let me shake you by the hand.
Of course.
For some reason, I was no longer welcome with either Pauline or Anton. But luckily, when you're on a cruise ship, there's always a friendly face or two you can hang around with at the buffets. When I got there, Chip and Jean were queuing up for the next one.
Hey, Milton, great to see you again. Say cheese.
A photo?
No, the serving lady wants to know what I want next, and I can't be bothered to go over there.
But you're right. Jean records all our meals on her phone, sends them back to the folks back home.
Oh, it's saying storage full.
The phone or your stomach? Hang on, who's that over there? Excuse me.
That's way too many. Take some off, please. I want less potatoes.
Jean, could I borrow your phone for a moment? I put down my tray and raced back to the cabin to find Anton, who was still thinking about Debbie.
Oh, petty woman, walking down the street, petty woman, the kind I'd like to meet.
Anton, I need to talk to you.
Yes, whatever it is, you'll have to be quick, Milton. I'm taking Debbie out any minute now for a little moonlight game of deck quoits.
Be careful, the Americans think they're salt and vinegar hula hoops.
Thank you for the warning.
But listen to this.
That's way too many. Take some off, please. I want less potatoes.
Well?
She said less, Anton. Even I know it should have been fewer. And for someone as petty as her to make that mistake.
Well, probably just...
I'm sorry, Anton.
Ah, it's all right, old chap. Silly of me to ever have thought. I mean, she's... You couldn't just give me a moment, could you?
Of course.
I'll just... Now, let's see if we can solve the mystery of all the townsfolk being on board, shall we?
If only there was some kind of clue to get us started.
Milton, look, where I left the cabin door open, did you see that person just then?
No.
The bald head, the glasses, the bushy moustache?
Grandma.
No. It's Peregrine Flitch from the planning meeting. Quick. He's gone. No, wait, he must have gone through this door here. It's clearly marked crew only. The mystery deepens.
Indeed. If we really are in the middle of the ocean, how could a door lead to crew in Cheshire? As we went down the stairs, we found ourselves in a small dark room with about six people in it. Surely this couldn't be the site of Britain's largest railway junction.
Milton, this is the engine room.
You won't get all those trains in here?
No. Look, it's Peregrine with Chip and Jean, the captain, and... Deb.
Ah, hello. Perhaps the two of you would like to join us for our celebrations.
Haven't you had enough chocolates?
Milton, if I didn't know better, I'd say all these people have something to do with everyone in the town winning tickets on this cruise.
Not quite everyone. One of us chartered the ship.
But I don't understand.
15 years ago, I tried to build a tiny 1 metre extension so my daughter had somewhere to put her bike. I played by the rules, but every one of my applications was blocked by you nimbies. So in the end, I took drastic measures.
Let me guess. You put on some sunglasses and objected to the council about the loss of light.
No. You sent the entire population on a cruise so that no one can object to your application within the required time period.
Unless a local resident submits an objection to the town hall by the stroke of midnight tonight, I finally get to build my extension. Yes.
But this scheme must have cost you thousands.
Well, you can add a few noughts to that.
Thousands? Woo!
It's not just the cost of the ship. There's Chip and Jean here.
Howdy again.
Well, how are you all doing?
You see, we're... Actually, what is our job exactly?
Well, I knew having Americans attending the buffets on board would make everyone feel less self-conscious about how much they ate.
What?
How dare you, sir?
We are truly offended by your cheap stereotyping.
Yeah. And you know we have guns, right?
Hello, boys.
Pauline, there you are.
How did you get back on board so quickly?
Oh, someone threw me one of those life belts.
I'm surprised there are any left. The Americans think they're ring donuts.
But, Captain, why are you here?
Oh, Pauline, I cannot lie. Peregrine paid myself and Petty Officer Debbie to do what it takes to keep you distracted.
So, Captain, you felt nothing for me?
Pauline, I am already married to the sea.
Why don't you join her then, Milton?
My pleasure.
And you, Debbie?
Anton, I'm so sorry, but it would never have worked.
But why?
Because I only faked being as petty as you just to win your heart. For beneath this uniform...
Oh, my goodness.
Odd socks.
That's right.
Is it really so hard to pair them up when you empty the dryer?
I guess this is goodbye. Or should I say au revoir?
No, you should not, because technically the r in revoir appertains to a future seeing occasion.
Of course.
So, all this was just so you could build your little extension.
I had to have a storage area where my daughter would be able to do basic bicycle maintenance.
But what if she's one of those people who can't touch bolts?
That's not a thing.
Allergic to nuts, then.
So, we need to get back to the town hall by midnight tonight. If we turn the ship round, I reckon we could just about make it.
But I made sure we only have half enough fuel for the trip.
Who needs fuel when we can row?
Row? But where would we find the oars?
Easy. Tomorrow is French Buffet Wednesday. There'll be loads of baguettes in the kitchens.
Of course.
But you'll never get everyone to row, not after weeks of stuff in the faces.
Allow me.
Hello, calling all passengers. We need all hands on deck to row this ship back home. It will involve closing the buffets and strenuous exercise. Any volunteers?
I told you.
And if we don't get back by midnight, someone will get to build an extension on their house.
Within minutes, each and every resident of our town was heaving a giant baguette back and forth through a porthole. We even managed to up the pace by baking a giant creme brulee in a dustbin with a top that was just a little bit too hard.
Well done, Milton. You've exploited one of the most powerful energy sources known to man, the self-righteous anger of the middle class.
Soon we began to approach the English coast, but there was a problem.
It's no good. How can we even plot a course if we can't get a precise fix on our town?
I've got an idea. To the radio room.
Excellent idea, Milton. Sending our objection to the planning officer in Morse code.
No, I'm contacting Kev the builder. I never cancelled him making our toilet out of glass bricks. He should have finished by now, so I'm just telling him to switch the light on. There you go. Ooh, it's occupied. And that's him signalling the universal sign of all builders.
O-I.
Oi, oi! From the bridge, we could clearly make out a pinprick of white light that could guide us home.
Excellent. And we'll make it to the town hall in good time. So, we can slow down as we approach the harbour. Milton, we can slow down. Oh, Milton.
On the plus side, we've cleared some space for luxury flats.
Well, that first council meeting seems a very long time ago indeed.
Still, we've learned a lot, haven't we? About planning for buildings and relationships. Next time, we'll know the drill.
True enough.
Thanks a lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.